Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We have a treat in the studio because Shane Hudella is here. He is the founder and president of the United Heroes League, and we are going to chat about all things coming up that are very exciting. Shane, how have you been?
Good. Busy. It's been fun to see the mission grow across the country and grow here in Hastings, too. Love what I do. Lucky our nonprofit took off and we're able to do a lot of good every day and get to stay in my hometown community.
Well, let's talk about your wonderful nonprofit, because 15 years ago, you started out with a little bit different of a mission.
Yeah, originally, we started in 2009 as Defending the Blue Line, and the initial thought was just to help some local military kids and veterans with hockey only, and took off. In 2015, we rebranded to become United Heroes League and expanded into all sports, and it's been great. As much as I'm a hockey family, there's so many military families out there that might be into baseball or football or soccer, and to be able to do things like we recently had Aaron Jones, the star running back of the Vikings, here in Hastings to give away 250 pairs of brand new shoes for back to school to military kids. So it's great to be more diverse, to be able to help more military families, and it's just crazy how much we've grown.
Let's talk about your background and why this was important to you. You're a military veteran.
I joined in 1988 when I was in high school yet. Joined the Army, served in Desert Storm, ended up serving for 24 years. Loved it. Retired in 2012.
And what did you think you were going to do when you retired?
I was lucky with the charity starting in late 2008, really in 2009. It was a few years before I got out of the military, and the charity took off quick, and that actually kind of helped my decision to retire. I had wanted to do 30 years, but retired at 24 just because I saw a lot of potential with United Heroes League.
And where did that concept come from?
It was really just by chance. I was on active duty in 2008 for the Minnesota Army National Guard, happened to be in downtown St. Paul. I ran down by Xcel Energy Center for lunch, was in uniform, and I had two professional hockey players from the Minnesota Wild that saw me across the street and literally hollered out, "Hey, Army guy, come over here." Turned out to be Brent Burns and Derek Bugard, a couple of the biggest names for the Wild at the time. And they said, "We want to give back to the troops through hockey. What can we do?"
Did you know who they were when they just yelled that across the street to you?
Well, once I got close enough to see them, I did. I'm a hockey guy, four boys that were all goalies too, and all of a sudden I'm standing in front of two current Minnesota Wild players. So it was fun. There wasn't a nonprofit out there that could do what they wanted to do, so I literally decided overnight, well, I'll start a nonprofit. How hard can that be? And away we went. We got the paperwork going, we got launched, and the next thing I knew, we were featured on NBC Nightly News. Then we won an award in 2012 from the White House as the best new military nonprofit in America. No matter what your politics are, always great to be honored to go to the White House and accept an award from the President and First Lady. And
unbelievable.
Yeah, it was fantastic and helped propel more growth with us, which meant more military families we could help.
So those early years, you had a very small space. Weren't you kind of across from Taco Bell?
We were. Really, the first year, we essentially operated out of a closet at an armory, and then 1 to 2 years in, we leased our first office space in the basement of what was the old specialties building behind Taco Bell. Quickly outgrew that within a couple of years before we moved out to our location now.
And your location now has just really changed drastically. You must be so proud.
So we kind of have two phases. One is our big national mission of helping military kids and veterans with sports, and we do that through equipment and grants and kids camps and meeting pro athletes and things like that. The second part of it is I wanted to build the nation's first sports complex for military kids and veterans, and we're well on our way to doing that right here in Hastings, Minnesota. Actually, there may not be anything else like this in North America. We currently have a 70-acre campus just on the east side of Hastings, out Ravenna Trail or 10th Street. Street towards Treasure Island, who's a great partner of ours. So it's cool to see it grow and to have more of these activities that we can do for military kids and veterans. And it's also pulling in folks from all over the Twin Cities and Midwest, which I think is great for our community as well.
Is hockey still the largest focus, do you think, of your sports? Or
hockey's still the biggest percentage of what we do. Baseball's probably number two, football number three, and then soccer, basketball, and golf, archery, tennis. We're in virtually every sport now. Hockey's still number one. It's just kind of where we started. And, mm-hmm. you know, we had about a 6-year jump on growing with the hockey community, and it's continued to grow. We just recently did our first partnership agreement with the National Hockey League North American wide, which is a big deal for us. There'll be some big news coming in the next 12 months on that, but it's been great. We support the Canadian forces in addition to our U.S. forces now, so doing events all across North America, and it's really been fun.
This is just amazing. When you first meet these two hockey players and then start this nonprofit, I'm sure in your wildest dreams you had no clue that it would ever look like this.
Yeah, never thought it would get this big. You know, I had planned on finishing, another 6 to 8 years on active duty in the military, and this just took off, and knew that kind of my time in uniform was coming to an end, and saw great potential for this to be something that lives in perpetuity, that can help military families even after I'm gone. Mm-hmm. So we've been lucky. It's grown and grown across the U.S. and now into Canada, and we set a new record last year in giving. We give away millions and millions of dollars every year now, and free equipment and grants and tickets and camps and all these cool things. So it's just been really fun to see it continue to grow and do more good year after year.
Talk about your own kids. When you were deployed, how old were they?
Deployments aside, when you're in the military, you have to leave frequently, often on short notice, whether it's training or schools or deployments or just different things that you have to do in the military. So really all of my four boys and my wife experienced dad being gone during holidays and birthdays and for extended periods of time. And it's just difficult for military kids especially to understand why. And I was lucky. I was never injured, never combat wounded. Obviously, I came home. But there's a lot of kids out there that deal with a parent who was injured, combat wounded, who deals with PTSD and some of the negative byproducts that can be a part of serving in the military. And we found that the data that says engaging those kids in sports and physical activity makes a huge difference for them and how they cope with those negative byproducts of service. Kids are less withdrawn. They do better in school. They do better emotionally. So our mission really isn't about giving that hockey stick or football or baseball glove to a kid. It's about keeping them healthy and active and giving them an outlet to deal with some of the tough stuff that goes along with being a part of a military family.
Did your kids ever talk to you now as they're more grown up about what that was like when you were gone? Could they articulate it? Probably not at a young age, but maybe now?
Yeah, they were younger when I was in yet. You know, I think they're all very proud, not just of the military service and the family, but of what the charity's become and how many people it impacts now. Mm-hmm. And they see the difference that we make in families of members that are killed in action, combat wounded, with just some incredibly heroic stories. But I think as they've gotten older now, they have a better understanding of why I had to go away at certain times and are more appreciative and understand things like freedom more and what it means for us to be the world's biggest military and what we do on a global stage. So as they've gotten older, I think they understand and appreciate it more. Back then it was, geez, Dad, I wish you could be here for my birthday, but hey, you know, I get it.
Are you starstruck by anybody anymore? You've met presidents. You've met all sorts of celebrities.
Yeah, people are people. I don't really get starstruck anymore. You know, we have 140-some pro athlete ambassadors from 6 or 7 different sports now. They're all men and women like you and me, put their pants on one leg at a time. And there's been a lot of great memories along the way to meet presidents and some of these pro athletes. To meet Wayne Gretzky was super cool. You know, really, I still enjoy most of all spending time with our men and women in uniform. So a little over a decade ago, I went on a USO trip, brought some of our pro athlete ambassadors along, got to travel on Air Force Two and travel with the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And we visited, I think it was 12 countries in 10 days over the holidays with these celebrities, just to boost the morale of our men and women in uniform. So those kinds of things I still get excited about. A few months back, I was in the back of a Chinook helicopter doing a nap of the earth flight at Fort Bragg as we visited some troops down there. The tailgate was open, by the way, so we could see the trees that seemed like they were 5 feet below us at the time, but still get a thrill out of that. The athletes, I'm super grateful to them for their support. Mm-hmm. They give us a lot of clout with the teams and fundraising and media and things like that, but really it's all about the men and women that are serving.
So let's talk about some events you have coming up that we are invited to. On September 13th, you're going to have a concert.
Yeah, we're super excited. This past year, we made a big investment in a permanent locker room building, but also permanent seating out at United Heroes League. So we have a venue now for 1,200 people and very nice stadia bleacher set up, and then, of course, our hockey rink. We're hosting in September 13th, a country music concert with Tim Sigler and a couple of local bands. Our long-term plan is to utilize our facility for hockey from November through March, but then do community concerts in April or May through the fall, just so the property is being used year-round. Excited for that concert. Tickets are cheap. They're $10. Come out, check out some of the development that we've done, and get kind of a sneak peek at the venue for Hockey Day Minnesota.
And where can we find tickets?
You can find them on our website, giveuhl.org, or on our United Heroes League Facebook page.
And then also November 15th, you mentioned your bleachers.
Yeah, November 15th is a big day for us. This project that we've been doing since last fall is our biggest project ever. It's a $4 million plus capital project that involves locker rooms, bleachers, and upgrade to the rink. November 15th is our Veterans Day Jamboree. It's our opening day of the hockey rink for the year. We'll have some military kids clinics, some veteran games. We'll do some high school hockey games in the afternoon, but really the day is the grand opening of this big development project that we've done and kind of a kickoff to the hockey season for us.
How long have you been working on that project?
I think we started October of last year, So we're coming up on a year now. Wow. And it's really more than just the building and the bleachers. We have to do things like we put in a turn lane off of Ravenna Trail. We had to bring in well and septic. We had really didn't have any type of utilities on site until this project. So it's a big deal for us. It was expensive, but big commitment to military families that will be here for years to come.
Shane, tell us more about Hockey Day Minnesota and how did that come about behind the scenes?
Well, Hockey Day is massive. It will easily be the single largest event that's ever happened in our town. We've worked with the Minnesota Wild, who have been tremendous partners of ours for over a decade now, really since inception. So we worked with them for a number of years to try and bring Hockey Day Minnesota to our community. We lucked out. We got it, and we got it on the 20th anniversary year. So January 17th to the 24th of 2026 will be our Hockey Day Minnesota week. January 24th itself is Hockey Day Minnesota 2026 on our campus in Hastings.
Incredible. And what can people expect?
So it will be unreal. We have a massive Hockey Day Village planned. There's a 3/4 of a mile skate trail through the woods that'll have the strung light bulbs. Our village will include a massive entertainment tent, food and beverage tent. We'll have a mini golf course that instead of a putter and golf ball, you use a hockey stick and puck. Figure skating rink, countless vendor tents, but really it's about celebrating the game of hockey. And throughout the 8 days, we have an enormous amount of premier high school hockey varsity matchups. We have, for the first time ever, an American Hockey League game happening on Friday, January 23rd on our campus as part of Hockey Day. That's the Iowa Wild against the Milwaukee Admirals. It was great. It gives us another televised day. So January 23rd will be televised on Flow TV, and then all day January 24th is televised on FanDuel Sports Network.
Unbelievable. How fun will this
be? It'll be amazing. It'll be hectic. We're expecting 100,000 plus people to visit our campus at United Heroes League over the course of that event week. Great for the community. Every bar, every restaurant, every hotel will be packed for a week here. We get a couple of televised days to bring our community to the forefront on TV and highlight our mission, highlight the Hastings hockey program, and really experience the game of hockey in a 20th anniversary setting.
There's nothing like outdoor hockey either, is there?
That's what everybody says. All us old timers say, hey, this is how hockey began.
For sure, right.
And sometimes our kids have a hard time understanding that, right? Because, you know, my sons all grew up in the Hastings right. Arena and never really skated outdoors. But you think about our community here and some of the folks like Sliv McGree and, the old-time hockey from
Don Sotzer.
Don Sotzer, another great one. You know, they skated on Bullfrog Pond, they skated outdoors. That's where the game began. So there's been, just in the industry of hockey itself, the National Hockey League plays an outdoor winter yeah. classic, an outdoor stadium yeah. series game. It's tremendously popular. So, you know, you put up with some weather things sometimes, but really it's where the game began.
For
and
sure.
We're so honored to be hosting it.
Oh my gosh, it's going to be so fun. And I've been out to a game at UR. I watched the Raiders play
last year.
And I have to admit, I was dreading it because I'm thinking, how am I going to be outside? But it's how you dress. You just have to dress for it.
Yeah, it is.
It was so fun.
Yeah, and Hockey Day, we'll have bonfire pits yeah. everywhere. We will have a tremendous amount of tents. You can pop in and warm up if you need to. And we'll have 5,000 seats around the rink, plus a VIP tent. So it'll be pretty amazing accommodations.
So, Shane, do you need any volunteers for that event?
We do. 400 to 500 volunteers that we need to pull off Hockey Day. We're well on our way, but folks can visit the HockeyDayMN.com website. There's a link right on there that they can volunteer to help out. It's 2 to 4 hour shifts throughout the event week, and super appreciative for everyone that signs up to help out.
I'm so excited. So good to see you, and congratulations on all your success. I don't think you hear it enough. You really are the heart of this organization, and you've made so much happen behind the scenes, and you're one of the most humble people I know, Shane. So thank you, really, for all you do.
Thanks
really,
so much. Yeah,
really appreciate it,
and always great to be on, Mo.
Thank you so much. Shane Hudella, he is the founder and president of the United Heroes League. They have a busy fall coming up, gearing up also for Hockey Day Minnesota, which is going to be a week of celebration, January 17th through the 24th of 2026. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.